Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode. If you're not doing applications, if you're not doing patient financing, there's something you're missing out on. That is not something you should be proud of, in my opinion, because our practice wouldn't survive if we didn't have patient payment plans or patient financing available to them. You know, for us, man, internally, our practice, we're probably closer to 25% of our total collections comes from patient financing. It's an absolutely important part of our practice. It's what's allowed me to go from fillings to crowns, from crowns to quadrants, quadrants to half mouth to full mouth, to cosmetic dentistry, to implant dentistry, to aligner dentistry, to full mouth implant dentistry. That process would not be possible without some way to help your patients pay for this over time. We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple, and dentistry should be simple. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Dentistry Made Simple podcast. I'm your amazing host, self-proclaimed, Tarun Agarwal. And this week, I'm without Meredith, but she is back at work after having her baby now 2 months ago. But this week, I want to start talking about solving problems in your practice. And a specific problem that we want to focus on at 3D Dentist is, how do we do fewer well-planned visits with our patients? And without question, money is the main reason our patients aren't choosing to move forward with doing fewer well-planned visits. And what I mean by fewer well-planned visits is, how do we do all of the dentistry in as few visits as possible, so we have to see less patients throughout the day and have to see the patients less times overall? Everybody wins. We win because we're more productive. The patient wins because they don't have to come so often. And so, since money is a significant barrier, not the only barrier, but a barrier, I wanted to introduce you guys to one of our newest partners at 3D Dentists, a company called Sunbit, S-U-N-B-I-T. Many of you have probably heard of it, but many of you probably have not heard of Sunbit. They're a newer third-party financing company in the dental space. And I have Robert Nunziato, who's their head of sales, here on the podcast with us. Robert, what's happening?
Hey, not too much. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me on the podcast
tonight. Is that a real background? Is that like legitimately what your office faces?
Yeah, that's Los Angeles, borderline sunny Los Angeles. But yeah, that's a real background.
Wow, it's kind of clear day there, it looks like. So
honestly, it's a little cloudy for LA, but you know, I can't complain. Yeah.
Well, I want to talk about why we're using Sunbit at 3D Dentist and in my office. It's not the only third-party financing we use. We have multiple third-party financing providers, but what has happened over time is Sunbit has become our primary go-to. For our listeners, the reason Sunbit has become our primary go-to is because they make it easy, quite frankly. You take a picture of the patient's driver's license and you do it on an app, on an iPad, and you're done. And so, Robert, talk to us about your technology, how the process works, and why you guys are becoming successful is because of the ease of use. That's one of the reasons. And we'll get into some other reasons as well.
Yeah, 100%. And you talked about increasing the efficiency in the office being one of the goals of everything you talk about, increasing the efficiency in terms of how many times you have to see a patient for a treatment and all of it. We have the same goal to improve the efficiency of patient financing. Patient financing has been around for 20 years. So we didn't reinvent the wheel in terms of that being a necessity for patients, for a lot of patients, not for everyone. But we looked at the state of the market and we saw that traditional financing can be slow and cumbersome to an office manager, to the office staff, and to the patient. 15-minute applications, paper forms, things like that. I'm talking kind of broadly traditional financing. And there were other intrusive steps in the process, hard credit checks or low approval rates. So our goal and what we've built, and you know, I'm holding one of the Submit iPads in my hand, is we've built an in-person application tool that's easy for a staff member to use and easy for a patient to use, and also removes some of the barriers. So with a 30-second application and no hard credit check, somebody can approve over 90% or 85% of patients, close to 90% of patients. Every single person above 500 FICO gets approved with Submit, and we do it with a fast, easy application using a tablet and iPad that almost every office has accessible to them, and we can provide it if they don't. The goal to increase the access to patients and do it without all the barriers that might stop you from offering financing today.
And so it's as literally as easy as taking a picture of the customer, of the patient's driver's license?
Yeah, I mean, I've got my iPad in my hand. I know it's not visual for everyone, but you could even time me doing the application if you wanted. I could show you.
Yeah, I'd love to. Let's do it. Can you have a way of showing everybody? So those of you that are watching on the YouTube or the social media, we can kind of see this.
Yeah, let's do it. So I'm sharing my screen now. This is the iPad that I'm holding in my hand. Can you see it?
Yep, absolutely.
Awesome. So I'm going to be the team member in the office. I'm going to be everyone at Submit says I remind them of Beyonce. So I'm Beyonce, treatment coordinator. Now, Beyonce is going to ask the patient for their ID. We just asked this patient for their state-issued ID. Every state-issued ID has a barcode right on the back of it. We scan that barcode. Now, the patient's going to confirm their phone number and their email. Their address gets pulled right off of their ID. Then the patient's asked to hit a green check their options. T-bone, just like that, patient's approved, $6,100.
Just like that?
Just like that. Simple, all easy, right. Fast. Now, we can allow the patient to split up the bill. So let's say it's a $1,200 treatment, Crown. The patient doesn't have to pay $1,200 today. They get to pick their payment plan with full visibility into what they'd pay. 12 monthly payments with no interest, $90 a month. Small down payment today, no interest, they're still paying $1,200. Or they could do a longer timeline, let's say 36 monthly payments of $40, lowering the monthly cost, lowering all of the inhibition a patient might have around paying for that $1,200 treatment.
Totally transparent to the patient. The patient chooses what they want. Everything's kind of upfront for them. And then you click continue and basically the money shows up in the practice's bank account. And then the patient, you know, either swipes their credit card or does an ACH payment, to go ahead and set up their on their end, how they're going to get paid. The practice gets paid. So this is non-recourse financing. So the practice gets paid on the upfront. And then the patient makes payments over time and Sunbic takes all the risk in the patient paying all over time.
Exactly right. Yeah. Sunbic takes on all the risk if someone defaults on a payment, if they dispute a payment, there's no chargebacks, no recourse to the office ever. And like you said, the office is paid out the next day. So the only thing the dentist has to worry about is completing the treatment while the patient makes payments to Sunbic that we take care of.
So here's what I hear from dentists and, you know, and look, even myself sometimes, I'm like, how much does this cost me? How much does it cost the patient? Will they get approved? Do I actually believe that you guys approve 85 to 90%? Because it sounds a little bit unbelievable. So walk us through the FICO range. You said 500 and above, which is a pretty low score.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. So I'll start with this and I'll give a slight background on Sunbit just as a company, just to give you kind of the historical. We are newer to dental. We've only been around in dental for 2 to 3 years, but Sunbit as a company has been around since 2015, and we're in over 18,000 brick and mortar businesses. Our footprint is in brick and mortar consumer financing, helping people for unexpected and day-to-day essential expenses. We didn't start in dental. We actually started in automotive on the parts and the service side of a car dealership. So if your car breaks down and you need it to get to work and that unexpected expense is stopping you from getting there, that's a need. Just like if you have a pain in your mouth and you need a root canal, you have to get that done. Otherwise, it's going to bother you every single day or it might impede in your life. We have the same type of customer base in automotive as we do in dental, in terms of, you know, the patient who comes into your office also goes to the Nissan down the street. We're in over 45% of the dealership market today, the car dealership market. So if you throw a stone, you're going to hit a car dealership that's using Sunbit. We're now in over 8,000 dental offices as well. We're growing this quickly and we have this footprint because we're able to help more people than historically any other traditional financing has been able to help transparently and easily. The way we do it is by leveraging artificial intelligence and machine learning and looking at credit profiles differently than, let's say, a bank would typically look at consumer credit profiles. So we don't care so much even if you've defaulted on a or gone bankrupt 5 years ago on a home purchase. Those are large, large transactions, hundreds of thousands of dollars. It has very little to do with how you're able to pay off a $100 or $200 monthly payment for a crown, right? That's closer to your phone bill. So if someone's not paying off their phone bill, there's something deeply wrong in their life. Maybe we need to look at that more closely. So we look at credit profiles differently. That has enabled us on these smaller need-based transactions in a brick and mortar setting to make smart consumer decisions to approve more patients. So every single patient above 500 FICO is going to get approved. That doesn't mean that the 500 FICO patient is going to be approved for the same amount as the 720 FICO patient. Everyone is going to get a personalized plan with a different down payment, a different approval amount, and a different interest rate. But all of those things put together allow us to give personalized plans, approve more people, and give better offers. 100% we can approve everyone above 500 FICO. And that's what's enabled us to grow, as we know that dentists are getting better offerings from, or patients are getting better offerings in the office from Sunbit.
So you bring up interest rates and stuff like that. So talk to us about what is the general, like, I know you have no interest plans. So kind of go through the no interest options that you have, how long that typically goes out for, and then what your interest rates are to the patient.
Sure. So the way we've built this is we know that in the market, most patients are used to seeing, if they're well-qualified borrowers, 6 and 12 months no interest offers for medical credit cards. So rather than offering deferred interest, and I don't know how familiar you are with the difference between deferred and true no interest, credit cards are deferred interest. If someone doesn't pay off a credit card payment on time, then the interest starts to compound over time. And basically you pay these kind of exponentially growing amounts over time. We don't do that. So we offer true no interest to any qualified borrower. So anyone who would be eligible for a medical credit card, we would approve for 6 and 12 months, no interest on a Sunbit loan. Now for the subprime patients who wouldn't be qualified, we don't necessarily always offer a no interest offer, but we offer interest offers that max out at $35.99, which is similar to what credit card rates are, but they're simple interest loans. So they don't compound over time and they can always be paid down early by the patient with no penalties. So basically we're always offering rates competitive with a credit card, if not better, but we're offering it to twice as many patients, if not more.
And then the all important questions that dentists ask is, what does it cost the practice to do this?
Yeah, it's a great question. So the simple answer is it's similar to the rate that they're paying today for their financing, but with twice the access to patients. The reason I answer it in this less than direct way is because it depends on the patient. For patients today who would be approved for medical credit cards, traditional financing, you're going to pay the same, about 20% less with Sunbit. So a blended rate of sub 6.9%. For the subprime patients, you're going to pay a little more. Your blended rate will be the same. It depends on your distribution of patients. And I can't tell you what the blended rate will be for your office versus another office, somewhere between 8 and 10.5% probably across the entire patient base, but with twice the access to patients.
Roughly speaking, let's say I'm in an area where everybody's subprime. Let's just pretend. But what is that going to cost me typically?
The max you'll pay is 15%.
Okay. So my poor credit patients that were trying to get approved, it's going to be 15% the practice pays to help them get the dentistry done.
Correct. The way I would look at it, though, is it's not that now I pay 15% for a patient instead of paying 5%. I just got 85% of a treatment that I wouldn't have gotten otherwise. So I just made $80 instead of nothing on a $1,000 treatment.
And that's what dentists have got to understand is these patients aren't saying yes to treatment otherwise. Okay. So I have zero issues paying 15% to get my patients approved for a $5,000, $10,000 treatment plan that I can get done in one visit. My profit margin on those types of visits is, you know, astronomically more than seeing five patients to do the same amount of work. And then on our good credit patients, which you guys probably define as what, 650 and above, 660 and above, somewhere in that ballpark?
680 is rough.
680 and above. My discount rate's probably going to be what on something like that?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, podcast family. T-Bone here. Are you a dentist looking to elevate your practice and profits? Then pay close attention. Introducing the 3D Business Mastermind, the dental business coaching program designed for dentists who want to see real results. I've walked the path of practice ownership for nearly 25 years. I know your challenges. I felt your pain. This is your opportunity to overcome the chaos, the busyness, and the financial frustrations of owning a dental practice. Imagine a dental practice where your appointment book is highly productive, doing the dentistry you enjoy, your team is self-motivated, and your profits keep climbing. That's what the 3D Business Mastermind is all about. In this exclusive mastermind, you'll join a league of ambitious dentists driven to elevate their practices. You'll gain access to proven strategies, personalized coaching, and a community that understands your journey. So if you're ready to supercharge your dental practice and enjoy the success you deserve, visit www.3d-dentists.com and take the first step towards a brighter future in dentistry by filling out the 3D Business Mastermind application. Now, let's get to this week's episode.
It depends on the plan the patient picks, okay. But 20% lower than what you're usually paying with traditional funds.
So probably in the 5-6% ballpark is pretty much what we're looking at. Okay. All right. So very competitive. It's not like you're doing this at a higher rate than XYZ company. You make it easier. You approve more patients. It's transparent. It's super easy for the team members to do. So that's kind of where we do it. So you have no interest plans. How far out will you make financing available? Will you go like 10 years, 7 years, or are you guys typically staying in the 2-4 year ballpark?
We go up to 72 months right now is our longest.
So that's plan. 6 years.
Exactly. And that tends to be enough, but we go, you know, as short as 3 months.
Now let's talk about the dollar amounts, because not every financing company is right for every patient, every practice, depending on what they're doing. So Sunbit, typically you'll lend, what's a minimum dollar amount you'll lend? And what's the maximum dollar amount you'll lend?
Our minimum transaction size that we allow is $60. So this can be used for just about anything.
Like, oh my God. What is somebody going to do? Pay $60 off over a year? It's like $5 a month, man.
If someone wants to, they can. We've seen small transactions. We see them more in the dealership space for parts and tire rotation. We go up to $20,000. The average transaction size we tend to see is around $1,200. You know, it's used frequently for crowns, but you know, we have larger transactions, smaller transactions. The important thing is, because Sunbit allows for patients to actually use this for smaller treatments, it opens the door for more patients to use it. So we actually take pride in the fact that our average treatment cost isn't $15,000, because this isn't only a tool for a large treatment or full mouth restoration. It's a tool for anything. Any patient who needs help, listen, $1,200, I can afford to book a flight for $1,200 to go on vacation, but I might not, because it's not nothing. So I want to go on vacation, right, for $1,200. I don't necessarily want to pay for a crown. So we want to remove all the barriers that might stop someone from getting the things that they need, even if they don't want to spend that money. We want to make it easy.
Yeah, absolutely. And so from our perspective at 3D Dentists, what we talk about is, yes, I want to help my patients that need crowns. But more importantly, what I want to help is the patient that needs a crown and two fillings next to it. I want to go ahead and get the two fillings done, or the crown and another crown next to it. Get that taken care of, or the crown and the crown above it. Get that taken care of. So I want to move patients from $1,000 treatment plan to a $2,000. And this is not making up dentistry. This is dentistry they need. You know, maybe they'll do it next year. Let's get it done this year. And you can pay for it over a year or two. So it's not really costing you any to the patient. It's not costing them any more money. And so that's really where the real productivity and profit margins in dentistry come from. It's from, you know, in the business world, in the hotel world, it's how do you raise your average daily rate? And so in the dental world, our goal is how do we raise our average production per patient is what we're trying to do, so that way we can do, you know, and it's not fancy dentistry. That's where we're using Sunbit in our practices on everyday general dentistry, you know, the fillings, crowns, root canals, extraction grafts, implants, you know, what I consider pretty much everyday dentistry, because, you know, the truth is 80% of our patients can't afford the type of dentistry we're trying to do on them. And that's why they piecemeal the dentistry or don't get anything done. And having patient financing, and especially having an easy way for your team members to do it, really opens the door to that. So, you know, what else would you like to add to the conversation, Robert?
Something that you just touched on, which is a lot of patients are not getting all of the treatment that they need done because of cost. And then a year later, 2 years later, people coming out of COVID, they might have a lot of work that they know they're needing. They're not even coming in. They're not even scheduling an appointment because they know the cost. They have anxiety around going to the dentist. So I think one of the things that we actually can help in an office get ahead of is setting up pre-qualification links, letting the patient know before when they schedule a treatment, when they're on your website, and you probably have this on your website, doctor. When a patient's visiting the website, letting them know, hey, there's patient financing available, getting them approved just as quickly as and easily as this, letting them know they have access to $5,000, $6,000 to use when they come in, changes the dynamic when the patient's in the chair. When you tell them, hey, it's a crown and two fillings, they're not scared of that bill anymore because they know they can split it up into monthly payments. So it changes that and it increases the likelihood of case acceptance for the full treatment plan recommendation. So I think the other area that patient financing can be leveraged is pre-visit, in scheduling, on the phone, talking about it so that patients know that there's something available to them. So they're more likely to show up, more likely to schedule an appointment.
Excellent. So how does one become a Sunbit customer? And I believe you guys have a special offer for our listeners on this. So talk to us about that, Robert.
First of all, we have a special URL for anyone who wants to learn about Sunbit and reach out and schedule a demo. We hope you will. It's dental.sunbit.com.
I want you to, please.
Yeah. dental.sunbit.com/T-bone. One word, T-bone, no hyphen. Anyone who signs up for a demo and mentions T-bone in the month of May will get a $20 DoorDash gift card on Sunbit for joining. So basically we'll buy the office a pizza for joining the demo. And we'll tell you more about Sunbit, answer any questions you have and walk you through the process. And if you're interested in signing up at the end, we'll send you over an agreement to get started. It's a simple, easy process. We'll train the staff. We'll get you set up with marketing materials and we'll get you going. Simple, easy process. But dental.sunbit.com/T-bone. Sign up and join for a demo in May to get a $20 DoorDash gift card.
So there's no obligation for everybody listening. You know, with me, you guys know I'm not going to try to send you down some rabbit hole where you get a heavy sales pitch, and it's good for your practice. And I think if nothing else, you owe it to yourself to at least look at what's going on. And look, here's where we're trying to move our mastermind coaching clients to. To me, the barometer for a healthy practice in 2023 and beyond is that about 15 to 25% of their revenue comes from some type of payment plans. Okay, whether that's no interest plans or long term plans, whether that's just because what that means is that we're doing larger treatment plans on a patient. You know, if you have zero patient financing in your practice, you're doing a lot of single tooth dentistry in your practice, or you magically live in a place where everybody has lots of money, which that's far and few between. Okay, so if you're not doing applications, if you're not doing patient financing, there's something you're missing out on. That is not something you should be proud of, in my opinion, because our practice wouldn't survive if we didn't have patient payment plans or patient financing available to them. You know, for us, man, internally, our practice, we're probably closer to 25% of our total collections comes from patient financing. It's an absolutely important part of our practice. It's what's allowed me to go from fillings to crowns, from crowns to quadrants, quadrants to half mouth to full mouth to cosmetic dentistry to implant dentistry to aligner dentistry to full mouth implant dentistry. That process would not be possible without some way to help your patients pay for this over time. And the reality is, hell, people buy mattresses And, you know, they buy Amazon stuff with payment plans. They buy the whole life. America is run on payment plans. America is not run on Dunkin'. America is run on payment plans. So you have to get with the times, or you're losing out on your patient base. Well, Robert, anything else? Perfect timing. I mean, this is great. Straight to the point. It's what we, you know, what our listeners need to hear. And, you know, it's what we're using in our practice, and our team likes it. And, you know, one other thing I will tell you, one of the things that I'm doing with my team members is we're tracking the number of applications we do each month. That to me is the barometer. The barometer isn't how much dollars we're getting. That's an important barometer, but when you're getting started, the barometer isn't how much dollars you're closing. It's how many applications you're doing. Because what that tells me is that we're offering a patient financing, and we're giving them the opportunity to say yes to the best. And so to me, the first problem is get your team members comfortable making patient financing, and then we'll fine tune, you know, what company's right, what FICO score is right, which companies provide you the payments and everything. Too often, traditional patient financing companies have approved so few people that our team members are just absolutely biased that nobody gets approved, or only people with lots of money get approved, or if you get approved, it's high interest rates. So there are different lending options out there, and SunBit's a great tool to have in your tool belt to help your patients out.
Yeah, I think you don't know what's going on in your patient's wallet any more than you know what's going on in the patient's mouth before they open it up. So don't guess. Don't try and pick and choose. Let them know.
Look, I make a lot of money and I can afford a lot of things. A few years ago, I bought a mattress that was pretty expensive, and I could write a check for it. But when they offered me 12 months no interest, I was like, why would I give you my money today when I can give it to you over 12 months? And what ended up happening is, instead of buying, you know, the run of the mill mattress, I ended up getting the one that goes up and down, has like heating and cooling in it. I was like, might as well go ahead and go all in. And that's exactly what we want our patients to do. So that's what payment plans allow our patients to do. Well, Robert, thank you guys. Thank you for SunBit for helping our patients get more dentistry done and making it super easy for our team members. And hopefully all of our listeners, or many of our listeners at least, will go to dental.sunbit.com/T-bone. That's T-B-O-N-E. And SunBit is S-U-N-B-I-T. And we'll put in the show notes. And on our TikToks, we'll have it written out there as well. Thank you everybody for tuning in, and we're giving you more options to help your patients get financed so you can continue to grow your practice. Thank you everybody for tuning in.